As governments and the agricultural sector in four states gear up for what promises to be a massive locust spraying campaign, one particular farmer in rural Victoria is leading a campaign against the program. Eris O'Brien, who runs sheep at Mitiamo near Bendigo, has even gone so far as to set up a Save the Locust website. He says spraying may worsen the locust plagues because it will kill parasites, which naturally control the insects. And he fears the impact on native carnivores, which will gorge themselves on the plentiful protein as they too recover from drought. But his views aren't making him very popular in his district. Jeff Waters travelled to Mitiamo and to Mildura in Victoria's northwest to file this report.
A forklift unloads a truckload of pesticide at the Regional Locust Management Centre at Mildura in Victoria's far northwest. It's a scene being repeated the length of inland southeastern Australia as state governments kick off one of the biggest mass spraying campaigns ever seen in this country. Although spraying has already begun in western Queensland and parts of New South Wales, Victoria, where locusts are hatching slightly later, is holding off until authorities are sure all of the little hoppers have emerged from the ground. Regional Incident Manager Bruce Tabiner says environmental safeguards are in place for the campaign.
The buffer zones that we apply will ensure that we have adequate distance between any sensitive areas, such as waterways, beehive sites, some of those sort of areas that are sensitive, or any environmentally sensitive area that DSC Parks Vic might have identified for fauna reasons. We will be very conscious of those areas and certainly adhering to all manufacturers' requirements and label requirements.
While many farmers say the spraying campaign may be starting too late, environmentalists have been lining up to voice concerns. And there's one grazier who's joining them. At Mitiamo, about an hour's drive north of Bendigo, sheep farmer Eris O'Brien explained his farming philosophy as we drove around his property.
I've built up a pasture base that has maintained the productivity for grazing. This has included no chemical use, aiming at increasing beneficial insects.
Eris O'Brien is so concerned about the extent of locust spraying, he started a Save the Locust website, even though he says he's copping plenty of flack from his neighbours.
Before pesticides were invented, there were farmers in the Wimmera who effectively controlled locusts by mechanical control using harrows running over the bands. When the locusts are in a band, there's no reason why you can't squash them as well as you can spray them. Through our history, if you look into the history of it, a lot of the plagues in the past have actually been ended through natural parasites. Now, the spraying on the reserved land will kill the natural parasites, so in effect, they could actually make the plague go on for longer.
In one of his fields, Eris O'Brien lifts a roofing tile to reveal one of the carnivorous marsupials he fears will be affected by spraying.
Just got to do a bit of a hunt around here.
A mouse-like, fat-tailed dunnet.
Now, he's going to be pretty spooked by the light and the sun. The other point is that Australian marsupials, they're found, are actually 10 times more susceptible than the rodents that they tested these pesticides on. I mean, there'll be farms around where there isn't a big risk to wildlife and that the farmers will choose to use sprays and it won't be a big issue. But this focus on spraying roadsides, on spraying reserves, on spraying native vegetation on farms with pesticides will have a big impact.
Victorian sheep farmer Eris O'Brien ending that report from Jeff Waters in central Victoria.